Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It is a delight to welcome in Tony Dungy, Football Night in America analyst. The kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. on NBC, and Tony joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, I'm doing well. Been here in Chicago 2 days now, and I'll tell you, the city is fired up, and we are too for the start of the year. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, what an honor to have this game. Normally we see the Super Bowl champion on the Thursday night before the season starts, but because of the 100-year anniversary, we get the oldest rivalry in the NFL, and it's a special game, and it's going to be a special night.
It really is fitting, and as I say, very, very excited here in the city. And you're right, it is the rivalry to start the 100th year. I can remember when my buddy Lovie Smith got the head coaching job here in his first press conference. He opened up by saying, "I know why I was hired, to beat the Packers." So that's kind of what has this rivalry has developed into.
And you know, Tony, there's as much excitement before this game and before this season than any time since Lovie's probably third season back when you remember 2006 very well. I know you do. But the anticipation here, the expectation, the hype surrounding this team is enormous. You said last week that the Bears are a Super Bowl contender and Mitch Trubisky is ready to take that next step. Why do you believe that?
Well, I just think they have everything in place. They've got a solid, solid running game. They've got some good receivers. They've got a second-year offensive system that everybody is comfortable with now. Mitch has been through a season leading the team. And the defense, it's a Super Bowl-caliber defense. So you look at that, and the fact that I don't think in the NFC there's not this dominant team. You're not saying, okay, well, gosh, we've got the Patriots or we've got the 85 Bears in our way. You know, the Saints are a good ball club. They're very good. They've been close. The Rams, you know, did a great job, but they have some chinks in the armor. So it's right there for the taking, and I think Chicago's ready.
You know, it's funny, Tony, because obviously there's, you know, we don't talk enough about the opponents sometimes here, and the Packers are a team that, as we said, the longest rivalry in the league, and the Bears certainly have suffered at their hands over the years. There's an unveiling here of the new offense, of Matt LaFleur, of a new head coach, and unfortunately for him, much of the storyline coming in has been how much is it going to be the quarterback, the whole audible question that really seemed to annoy him earlier in the week. He's heard so much about it. We had a discussion this morning about the difficult situation that he is sort of in because that information came out. I can't imagine that he was the leak of that, right? I mean, that had to be whatever issues going on between him and Aaron Rodgers. Aaron seems to be the guy that is laying out the foundation of how it's going to work instead of the head coach. A difficult situation.
Yeah, it's not a good situation for the Packers, and I have to blame both parties. I think number one is the head coach. You go in and you talk to your quarterback. I had the same issues with Peyton Manning when I got there. Well, what is the system going to be like? Are you going to change what I'm doing? Are we going? We were a fast break, no huddle team. I know you're a defensive coach. Are you going to slow things down? Are we going to play 17 to 14 games? We had to walk our way through that and talk through. No, we're not going to do that. You're still going to be explosive. We want to protect the ball better, but here's the plan. He's got to get on board with it. Okay, and he had to hear me out. And we had to come to a conclusion, but I'm going to tailor things around him. I'm not going to say, well, our system is to play defense like we did in Tampa, so, you know, forget about what you've done well. No, we had to come to a compromise. But by the same token, Peyton can't go to the press and say, well, you know, this guy's not letting me do what I do well. So if we don't win, it's not because of me. It's because the system won't allow me to do it. I just think Aaron was wrong for taking it public. And maybe Matt didn't explain things well enough. Maybe they didn't get on the same page. But you can't let that outside the meeting room.
How'd that work out with Peyton anyway, Coach?
I think it worked out okay.
Yeah, I think so, too. Our conversation with Tony Dungy is brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. So if you were giving Matt LaFleur any advice, and any offensive coordinator in the league, about how to attack this Bears defense, how would you, you know, come up with a blueprint? What is the method that you would use to try to move the football against a defense that looks as good, if not better, than last year's?
Well, you really have to protect the ball, number one. You have to be solid in that. So the first thing is, how are we going to run the ball and try to keep them off balance? Secondly, when we do throw it, we can't let Khalil Mack single-handedly wreck things. We've got to get rid of the ball quick. We've got to have quick routes in mind, get open quick. And every play is not going to be a touchdown. So we can't be concerned if we have to punt the ball some. We can't be too concerned if we kick field goals. We've got to keep ourselves moving the ball and be in position to win it at the end of the game. Don't let that defense put us in the hole and get us where we're playing come-from-behind football.
You know, Tony, we were discussing earlier also this idea that Football Outsiders, one of these great organizations that does a lot of metrics and breaks down all sorts of numbers. They have a study where they say that in the last 10 years, the team that finishes number one on defense, the next year drops basically 7.7% or 7.7 spots on average. And, you know, when I need more information about that. I need to know how many of those players were back and was there some injury? You know, why does that happen? But Their idea, and they claim it's over a long period of time, is that sustainability for a top defense is difficult to achieve year to year. It's easier, perhaps, because if you have the trigger man, the offense can stay where you need it to. Have you found that in your coaching? Do you believe in that statistic? And is that the sort of regression that people fear with the Bears?
Well, there are reasons why you regress, and I would say just off the top of my head hearing that stat, I could say that could be true, but it's probably because teams are reluctant to pay that star defensive player. And when you lead the league in defense, some of your players are going to go to other teams. The weak side linebacker in Lovie Smith's defense, you know, the Lance Briggs position is critical. And when those guys ascend, people come after him, and they pay him a lot of money. We went through that in Indianapolis. David Thornton started out with Mike Peterson when I got there. He had one good year. He went to Jacksonville for a couple of more million than we could pay him, and then David Thornton took over, and then Tennessee paid him $2 million more than we could pay him, and then Cato June took over, and Tampa Bay paid him more than we could pay him. So we had to keep developing that pipeline. Now, can you do that with four or five really critical positions? I don't think the Bears lost anybody critically. They lost some players, but they were able to keep that core of really dominant players. So my first sense is it doesn't have to go down. Now, are they going to keep the same hunger? Are they going to practice the same way? Are they going to hustle to the ball? That's Chuck Pagano and Coach Nagy and the pride of those people there. But my sense is that is not going to be anything the Bears have to worry about either.
I know you're familiar with Chuck Pagano. You both were the head coach for the Colts. You go way back with him. You know, there's a suggestion in town, Tony, that the defense was so good under Vic Fangio, there's going to be some sort of drop-off or regression you guys talked about. But what will he offer this defense? What will he be? There's an assumption there's going to be more aggressiveness, maybe a little bit more blitzing. What do you expect?
Well, what he's got to do is very similar to what Matt LaFleur has to do on offense in Green Bay. You've got to look at things and say, my job as a coach is how can I make these players better? How can I build on what they do well, not what is my system? I'm aggressive, I'm this, I'm that, so I've got to come in and do what I do. No, as a coach, I've got to look at what did these guys do really well and how do I build on that? So that's the big thing. And I think Chuck's going to do that. He's going to say, you know, these pieces to the puzzle, Hicks and Khalil, you know, what do they do well, and what does my back end do well, and okay, I've got to tailor this to them, and he'll do a great job of that.
We know that it's changed, and preservation has become more important than ever, Tony. I think one of the reasons, I think this is going to be a hugely watched game around the country. It's obviously a big moment. It's a 100-year anniversary. It's all the pomp and circumstance. Your broadcast is excellent. But there's also this element of unveiling of football. We haven't seen the Bears play at all, pretty much. Green Bay's hiding things. Is the preseason, has that, is the purpose of that been lost somehow? And how did you handle that sort of thing? And how will that be reflected in terms of maybe, you know, a little bit of dodgy play? Maybe it takes a week or two to learn to tackle. What are we going to see tonight that is affected by that preseason non-competition?
I think we're going to see some things. And, you know, we always use the preseason to get ready for the regular season. And we played our guys the amount of time we thought they needed to play. I didn't really worry about injuries that much. I didn't worry about hiding things. And I know it's different now and OTAs, and they feel like they can get something out of it. But, you know, we started out 9-0, 8-0, 5-0. We came out of the box well because we prepared to play. And I'm really baffled by this whole situation. I look at these college games, and we see the first college game, and you see fumbles and penalties and bad tackling. So I'm anxious, and I think there's going to be some things this opening weekend. There's going to be leads lost and tackles not made and fatigue in the fourth quarter with players only playing five or six plays in the preseason, and now especially your afternoon games where now you're on defense and you are playing 65 plays and you've got to make a stop in the fourth quarter. I think all of that's going to be a factor, and you're going to see some teams win games that maybe they wouldn't have won, and teams that lose games that they wouldn't have lost in September because of I don't like the NFL preseason right now.
Tony, football night in America tonight, 7 o'clock. You do a great job. Thanks a ton for your time. We really appreciate catching up with you.
Thanks, Tony.
Hey, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great atmosphere tonight.
No doubt about it. That is Tony Dungy from NBC Sports.
I'm with him. I hate the preseason.
I got to tell you.
And he's exactly right. And everything he said probably scares Bears fans a little bit, because all it takes is a couple short passes in a quick passing game, a missed tackle on the perimeter, and you're in trouble.
A lot of great analysis there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.